turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now. Save big money
at Menards. What would you do at a wedding if your friend leaned over and said, "Hey, do you know the bride? I heard the bride is going to sing her way down the aisle." I would think this probably ain't going to be very good.
Probably not.
But this bride did it. Okay, so if you had to guess, is she going to sound good or is it going to be terrible?
I'm going to say it's going to be okay, but super awkward. Like, she's not going to win American Idol. Okay. You know, she's that friend that can kind of sing.
Hot Wings?
I think it's going to be awful.
Steve, you already know.
Yeah.
This bride from England surprised her fiance and the wedding guests by singing herself down the aisle.
Oh, boy.
Here it is. Still the one I'm around to.
Sound bad?
No, she sounds pretty good.
Little self-indulgent.
Very much so. Because, like, he just walked in normal.
This would.
She did the entire song.
That's the. Yeah, like, that was enough. Like,
she did?
It's like 3.5 minutes long. Yeah,
I thought that was like.
No, that's just a clip of it. If you go to freebeerandhotwings.com, you can see the.
Oh, no.
The video of her doing the entire song. Oh. So she sings probably about 30 seconds of it before you can actually see her. And I'm assuming her father or whoever walked her down the aisle.
Yeah.
I mean, the aisle's not that long.
No, it's very short.
She gets down the aisle in about 10 seconds and then just stands there and sings for another 2 minutes or
Can you, like, this would be viewed much differently if the groom did it. Because it's her day. And I don't say this as a complaint. That didn't bother me at all. And it wouldn't be important to me. Like, for that, just culturally, there is a different approach for men and women towards that wedding. Not all men, not all women. There can be plenty of differences. But overall, there's a perception. Like, if the guy did this, it'd be like, this guy is selfish, and he's going to be a bastard. He only cares about himself. Mm-hmm. And for her, it's like, God, she loves him, and she just wanted to show him how much she loved him.
No.
No?
No.
You don't think so?
No, it's completely self-indulgent. No. This is the kind of thing that if you can sing like this, maybe you do it at the reception. You'll do it at the ceremony because it completely upstages him. So he comes out like normal groomsman and groom, presumably down the side wing. Like,
you always
do. You
don't even
get to go up the center to begin with.
Sounds like somebody's bitter.
You come up the side.
Hot Wings always wanted to be a bride.
There. I did. I always so badly wanted to wear that dress. Someday, maybe. But, you know, you stand there and then. The attention's already on the bride. The day is all about the bride to begin with, and now she's going to sing because she thinks she's Celine Dion coming up the aisle. This is not cool.
I like when you're walking down the aisle and people have somebody sing for them. I think
different.
That's really romantic and pretty. We did that, and I loved it.
But different.
When it's the bride singing, like, I'm already standing up to look at the bride because everybody's excited to see what she's wearing and and then you do your vows, and your vows are the personal part that you show in front of everybody. Like, the whole singing thing is a little showboaty for me. I don't know. I think if I were the groom too, I'd almost be a little embarrassed. You know,
I would be.
I don't know, but they had to have talked it through.
No,
right? No,
it was a surprise. It was a big surprise.
She surprised him because he must love her voice so much.
Yeah. Oh.
What if his first thought was, God, I hate this song?
He might. He's like, I probably would have liked to say in this.
Well, if it's not his first thought, it probably would have been his second, third, or fourth, because, again, she sung the entire song.
Yeah, so there's a lot of time. It's a lot of time for thinking when you got 3.5 minutes of that. Yeah. Man. She's still the one I'm singing this song.
Yeah, they're still standing at the altar, right?
Yeah, Steve, you saw the video. Is she pretty enough to pull this off?
I mean,
or is this a Susan Boyle situation?
See, I'm assuming that this is the groom here.
Yep, and so she's still holding the arm with her dad, but singing at him, and he looks awkward.
And you can't see, but she has one of those, like, the microphones that
like
it's got like the big puffy ball on the end of it.
Oh.
Like the big windscreen.
Okay, now dad is moving out of the way. Now she's shuffling up to be near
him. Oh, boy. That would have been a great time to wrap it up.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. One verse tops.
Oh, the flower girl's been waiting so long, she got her period. God, yeah. Start the wedding. This sucks.
I know. There's so many good times to fade out, too, with the piano.
Well, the song is like, it's like eight words and they just repeat it.
Oh, my gosh.
Cut it off.
Yeah, so she's got her Garth Brooks headset on. And
now they're holding hands and he just has to stare. She's singing at him. This is Ken and Barbie.
You can see his lips vaguely moving, going, are you still going?
Yeah, right there. He just said, are you going to do, you really did the whole thing?
Wrap it up. And he just gave her a little eyebrow thing, and it was like, that's it, right?
Yeah. What if it kicked back up?
Or
second verse.
Or she went into the next song. Whose bed have your boots been under?
Oh,
like when we saw
man.
Nikki Glaser, when she came out and sang like three Taylor Swift songs at first. We're like, what are you doing? Kind of the same.
That's self-indulgent.
It definitely was.
She picked up on the vibe, too. I think maybe some crowds really loved it, but she picked up on the vibe at the venue we were all at because she said, I swear to God, it's almost over.
You could just end it.
Yeah.
You're in charge.
It's your show. You're under no like obligation to, to do
this. I wouldn't have started the third song.
Yeah.
I would have questioned the second one. I still enjoy that show. Not big fan.
But it, you know,
but it was weird.
It usually makes more sense, though, for a musician who comes out and is kind of funny rather than a comedian who comes out and is kind of musical.
Yes.
Like, it's just a different vibe, you know?
Yes, it is. All right. Will you ever be able to talk to your dog?
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, like the dog from Up, where you put a little collar on him and
Hot
translate?
They,
exactly.
This is exactly what they're talking about.
Oh, wow.
Here it is.
Speak.
Hi there.
In 2009, the movie Up showed us an animated dream where technology could help us finally interpret what dogs are trying to
tell us. That's funny. All I remember is the miscarriage and the tragedy when I think of this movie. I never think of the talking dog.
Oh, there's some funny stuff. The dog, that dodo bird, or whatever that thing was.
Mm-hmm. We've been essentially training neural network models, a little bit like what ChatGPT uses.
Well, apparently, it only took 15 years for our reality to start catching up with science fiction.
Cool!
Now, researchers at the University of Michigan, like Professor Radha Mihalcha here, are starting to use artificial intelligence to translate.
I'm impressed that he said that with the accent, because, man, that seemed difficult.
Translate a bark.
Can we tell, just from the sound they make, what is the situation they are in?
Their team started by uploading human speech to build their quote-unquote neural network and then using recorded situational vocalizations from about 70 dogs working with a team in Mexico. So far, Rada says their program has succeeded the most consistently with interpreting the breed of a dog and if it's feeling either playful or angry. On the other hand, interpreting
You can't feel good about doing that. Did someone else write that and make you do that, sir?
Some good sound effects.
It doesn't matter. Look at how adorable that dog is.
That is adorable.
Doing that perfect head tilt.
I have one of the most wholesome dog videos ever that my wife sent me this morning that I'm going to show you on segment 17, the bonus segment later.
Can't wait.
You're going to want to go to wherever this dog is and do something nice for him.
Its age and definitely its gender has proven to be a little more challenging.
Oh, maybe so all of the things we can tell without a neural network. Oh, what is that kind of dog? I have a pretty good idea. It's a collie. What's his mood? I think he's going to bite my neck. How old is he? I don't know. He's got gray hair and his teeth are yellow. So 9?
Maybe because we didn't have enough data. Maybe because there isn't really a difference there.
I don't know. What, can you put the collar on? I did not understand. I know you speak multiple languages and your second language is better than my first, but I don't know what you said.
No.
Well, let's be real. Sometimes the concept of AI developing can seem terrifying.
That's not a dog. So, that's a robot.
Yeah. They showed a robot dog standing in front of soldiers, and they're like, dogs are scary.
We're figuring out how to talk to these things. God. Damn robot.
So let's ask what you're probably wondering.
How do you see this technology being helpful for people?
If we think of benefit to humans, would be in the sense of having now access to these other forms of intelligence, like for dogs.
I don't want to know. I'm so afraid that I'm going to do this and there's going to be a caller one day that tells me exactly what Muffin's thinking. And she's going to look at me one day and be like, look, you're fine, but I wish someone else would have picked me.
Yeah, I don't need my dog Buddy to sit there.
This lady again.
I don't need my dog Buddy sitting there staring at me where I always think he loves me so much. He just wants me to throw the ball and scratch his ears. And he's like, throw the ball, fatso, like you need another slice of pizza.
Yeah.
I hope he never finds out my body wiggles mean I hate him.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Side note, though, this must be the coolest job in the world.
Yes.
Absolutely. I want AI dog talking research job.
What they can learn to smell.
Rada says with more data and nuance, maybe this program could help us interpret reports from canine units or from dogs who can reportedly detect cancer. Not to mention, perhaps we could also better diagnose dogs when we take them to the vet.
In the future, I think there could be even more that we could learn.
Will this work the other way too, so my dog will actually understand what I'm saying to it?
Mm. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Maybe, but it won't make it care.
Yeah, what if dogs created collars for us? Would we wear them?
And bark?
Yeah. Like they could decipher what we're saying?
I mean, maybe.
That's what I need.
I don't know. It feels like they know. Like when you have a dog for a while, I always feel like, and I can never see the moment, but there's a moment where it goes from, they understand the basics, sit, stay, and, you know, let's go outside, where then it feels like they really understand and they just, they've learned you and you've learned them.
Yes.
And I love when that gets to that, when you realize, oh God, they know exactly what I'm talking about. When you can look at them and go, hey, what do you want to do? All right, let's go. And then they go to the front door. They're like, oh, I read your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I was a kid, when we'd play basketball in the shed, when you turned the light switch off, my dog Zach would go wait in his kennel with the door open. Be
you
like
a dog named Zach.
Yeah.
It's a great name for a
I've
dog.
I've always loved people names for dogs, even when I was a kid. Zachary, he was a very fine dog. Very smart. All right, well, hopefully we'll all know our dog's thoughts as long as they're just good thoughts. We were a similar story to this came out that one time, and Joe, who was used to be on the show, and his dog Clarence used to come into the studio. He said, what if you find out your dog's racist, Joe?
Oh, yeah.
He's a real racist, like super deep into like carrying flames and like burning things.
And didn't we say that because they'd just eaten Chinese food or something and his dog got super sick on it?